What's up out there, ladies and gentlemen? It's Thursday. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the witching hour stories I put up earlier today. I might record some more later on today if I have time, just for, like, for next week. So, what are we talking about today? Okay.
Damn cat.
All right, so let's go back.
About 2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago? Yeah. 2 or 3 days ago?
2 days ago, Pookie came up to the back door with a lizard in its mouth. So I got down my knees and opened up the sliding glass door and was going to grab that lizard. She dropped it and the lizard ran into the house and she...
Yeah.
Ran in. So I saw the lizard go underneath the bed and that's the last time I've seen it. And but I know it's in the house.
We couldn't find him. It's like, so we were looking for him everywhere and we couldn't find the lizard. Yeah.
The cat knows the lizard's in here. Well, today, Pookie freaked out. Well, you saw it in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and it ran
okay,
out.
So what happened? I got up about 7, as I usually do. I go into the bathroom, like, before I go for my walk, and all of a sudden, the lizard, we thought it would probably be dead by now, because it's been a couple of days since it got in the house, and we couldn't find it.
They can live for a long time.
And so I'm in the bathroom, and, like, the lizard runs out from somewhere. I don't know if he was behind, like, the little garbage can or whatever. And I was like, you motherfucker! And, like, I leaned down and tried to get him, and he ran under the door. So I go out of the bathroom and immediately I come out of the bathroom and like right next to the bathroom is like the walk-in closet. Pookie is in the walk-in closet, flipping the fuck out. And she's doing her lizard call, peep, 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 like mom, 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 mom. And like, she was like over there by my clothes. Like I have like some, you know, clothes and stuff like stacked on this, on these shelves. And she's just over there like, and she's like wigging out. And she keeps turning around to look at me. And I'm like, is he in there? Is he in there? And she's like, burr.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
She tries to talk and stuff. And then like a couple hours later, I heard a big fucking commotion and she was trying to climb up the damn coats and trying to climb up there. So it must be, you know, the clothes that are hung up. It must have.
Yeah.
And she's going, meh, 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 making the warning sound. Meh, meh. And I couldn't see it, but now the cat lives in the closet. She's just
she's constantly just in there.
In the closet.
Because when I got back from my walk, she was still in there, like hunched over, like by my clothes, just looking. And I was like, oh, are you guarding? You like waiting for him to come out? I'm like, he's not going to come out with you like sitting there.
I looked all over. I can't find a damn thing.
I even looked because it was right by the laundry hamper. And like, I even was doing laundry and I like shook all the clothes out just in case he ran in there to hide.
Yeah. Lizards can last a long time indoors. Frogs, no. The frog will only last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Frog will come in and dry out instantly.
Yeah. Because I used to have some. Like,
Has something to do with air conditioning.
And they jump out of the tank and they're fucked.
It kills them quick.
But it's just, it's so funny the way she's just like, and she'll like come in the room like to get you and be like, follow me.
Yeah.
It's in here.
Right. But sliding glass doors, they don't, if along that bottom track, they don't seal real well. And she'll chase them up against the glass. And when she's outside, she'll chase them up against the glass. And they'll get in the damn track. And they can come right
into
the house.
And then they can, like, squeeze in, too.
And squeeze right through. Yeah, sliding glass door doesn't seal well. They'll come right in.
Yeah,
and, you know, a lizard can live in here for a long time.
Yeah, and it's like there's so many little nooks and crannies for them to hide. So it's like she must have seen him again to because I've never seen her climbing up my coats before. She fucks with like stuff that's down
she's
near the ground.
Climb up the coats.
But I've never seen her climbing up the coats.
She was calling for help.
I see the
she's
monster.
Like, help me,
come
that's
get
in
it.
Here. She's trying to help me catch this. She wanted help catching it. But
the funny thing too is like you were setting up that new TV.
Yeah.
And the minute you get, she knows that if you get the flashlight out, that you're either looking for her, if she's like out of the porch,
or you're looking for a lizard.
Or you're looking for a lizard or a bug.
Yeah.
So if she's in the house and sees you get the flashlight out, she immediately will come up right next to you and go, what are we looking for? Is it here? Is it something I can eat?
Yeah.
So he was like just trying to like hook up the TV and he couldn't really see. And so he had the flashlight. She immediately like came over and she's like, what are you doing? Is there a lizard?
Yeah, she thought there was a lizard on the back of the TV.
But
she's funny.
She's so funny because she has like that particular little call that's like a lizard. Because I think I mentioned on here before, there's a lizard that lives on the outside of our bathroom window.
Yeah, in between the window and the
like in between the window and the screen.
Screen door, yeah.
And she just loves that. So she jumps up on the windowsill all the time and like tries to get him even though he's on the other side.
It's like watching TV.
Yeah, and if you go like up to her and be like, hey, the lizard there, and she'll turn around and go, burr, 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 burr. So like she has like this weird little like peeping call that she makes that has to do with like, hey, lizard.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we don't know where the fuck that fucking lizard is. I should say, speaking of animals too, that when I was on my walk this morning, I saw an otter. Yo.
Yeah.
I was like walking and it was like.
You got otters in every gay bar.
No, it was like.
Different kind of otter, huh?
Yeah. I didn't see one of those otters, but but yeah, so it was actually, I went out at like 7 or 7:30 this morning. It was like really, really overcast and it was like kind of sprinkling. And the path is like kind of, most of it is pretty dark anyway, because it's like, you know, the trees like grow over. So it's like a tunnel. And I was coming that, and I saw something like way off on the path. And I was like, that's not a squirrel. I was like, that looks too big to be a squirrel, but too small to be a cat. Yeah. And I was like, and it wasn't moving like, and I was like, and it's not moving like an armadillo, because they have that kind of bumbly kind of walk. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then like I got closer and it was a little otter and he was going across, because that's where that swampy thing is over there, like with where the alligators are. I guess he was going over there to the other side. But yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen otters out here, but 5 feet long.
Yeah, this one was not as big as that one we saw running across the road a few months ago.
It was longer than a dog.
Yeah, that was a big one. This one was, it wasn't a baby, but it looked like, it was smaller than a cat. It was probably about Pookie size.
Yeah.
And she's like small for a cat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is there anything else we got to talk about?
We wanted to mention that movie that we saw on Shudder last night. This is one that's like, I guess it's not new enough to be on the Matinee show, but it's not old enough to be on Retrospective. I had seen it. They posted it on Shudder like a while back, and I just hadn't got around to it because they keep adding new things all the time. And I'm like, oh, let's watch that.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Patchwork.
Patchwork. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It came out like when I looked it up, because I was curious, like, you know, who directed it and what the reviews were like and stuff. So I looked it up today. And it says that it came out in 2017, but the copyright notice at the end of the credits was 2015. So I don't know if it just like, you know, took a long time to come out, or.
It's a lot like a Reanimator. It actually has Reagent in it.
Well,
and it gives a shout out to the guy who made Reanimator.
Stuart Gordon, at the
it's
end.
It was kind of like what would happen if Reanimator was also Frankenhooker and a chick flick.
And a chick flick at the same time. Be like. Like a horror comedy.
Three girls that are very different from each other get sewn together into one body. And then they get hit with Reagent. But they're mentally all there, which that's not really explained. But it doesn't matter. The thing's just a comedy. It's fun.
I liked it very much. Yeah, it's a more female centric take on, you know, like Frankenhooker or, you know, Reanimator. And actually I was reading this and, okay, so there's this blog called Horror Society, I think it was called. And they had reviewed this movie and they loved it very much. And they had a theory and they had a pretty compelling case that they thought that this was like a stealth sequel to the Reanimator movies. Like, this was Son of Reanimator. Because they pointed out, they're like, not only they point out that the Reagent is in this, but also that the doctor that's in it, like the mad scientist that puts the three women together, they never mention what his name is.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's just like a throwaway line where he says something about how he's doing it to like impress his father, or like, you know, he says something like, you know, like, screw you, dad, or something, like, he thought I'd never amount to anything, or something like that. So they're speculating that they're like, well, maybe they couldn't like get the rights to do a Reanimator thing, like Son of Reanimator, but this is like, you know, an homage to that, and he's supposed to be like Herbert West's son.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Which actually I was like, yeah, shit, it didn't even occur to me. Because even like the, like I said, they thank Stuart Gordon at the end, and the opening credits are very Reanimator-esque. Like, they're animated, like, with the little body parts.
It's a little more
and stuff.
Modern. It's got a more of a modern spin on it. You know what I mean? I mean, they're text, and the little text bubbles are popping up. I liked it. It was good. It was just like you said, it's a chick flick version of Reanimator.
Yeah, because, like, you have
Son of Herbert West is not the main character. It's the girls.
Yeah, he's only in it a little bit.
Yeah, so it's really just kind of like a horror comedy based on these girls that wake up and they're all sewn together into one body.
And then they have to, like, all cooperate, like, to get, you know, because each of their parts are, like, a different part, and they have to, like, you know, it takes them a while to, like, learn to walk.
She's
kind
of like a damn super zombie. She's strong and stuff, you know, and they're getting revenge on the ex-boyfriends and shit. You know, it's just like...
Or, you know, it wasn't so much ex-boyfriends. It was just, like, dudes that fucked them over. Well, because they're, like, looking for the guy that sewed them together.
That's part of
it. And there's a twist in there, too, but I'm not going to spoil what it is.
Yeah, but it's on Shudder. It's good. You can go see it for free.
Yeah, it was just like one that I kind of came across. And then, like I said, from kind of researching it, then I found out that a lot of horror blogs have reviewed it, and it got like really, really good reviews.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely worth watching. Like I said, it was a good thing to talk about because, you know, it's too old to be on the matinee show.
Been watching stuff about AMC Theater and its history and everything. And in the past few years, you know what I mean, its history's actually been kind of janky in a way. Chinese gangsters buying it, and then the gangsters killed a fucking British businessman. You hear about that?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
It was owned by a group, this Chinese group that, well, actually, it's a Chinese guy who owned a group of companies. I forgot what it was called. You know, they all sound the same, like Weifan or some shit like that. You know, one of those guys, Weifan Group. And him and another Chinese billionaire killed a British billionaire, and the police over there in China tried to cover it up, but they all got caught, and they all ended up getting sentenced to like life sentences for murder and shit. And then the company, it's just the weird, I didn't realize that, you know, AMC kind of had a weird history. Although he wasn't involved in the daily operations of AMC. It was just part of his holdings.
Yeah, because a lot of those big conglomerates, it's big like conglomerates, they don't really have anything to do with the businesses like on the ground. Right. You know what I mean? They just own them like along with tons of other
businesses. And then the program I watched then goes into what's been going on with AMC and how's it going to, you know, what's it going to be like in the post streaming world, you know, and I haven't changed my opinion, and neither have the creditors. I don't think it's going to come back in the form that we remembered, if it does come back.
It's kind of a shame because AMC has been around a long time. It's the biggest one. More than 100 years, something like that. It's been around for fucking ages.
Yeah, almost, I think.
Yeah.
Almost 100.
Because I was watching something, shit, what did I say? Maybe it was Company Man or something like that. He might have done a show about them, and I was surprised at how long they had been around. They've been around like almost since the beginning of movies.
They kind of brought the multiplex and superplex thing.
Yeah, they were the first ones to do, I believe.
In the United States. They got it from a German idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was one German multiplex like that, and he was an ex-Air Force guy, you know. So I think he was a World War II vet, and he was the one that decided he wanted to do it that way. It was a family business for a long time.
It was, yeah.
But
I think there was a Company Man about it, because I'm pretty sure I remember seeing like a really complex like breakdown of their history and stuff. That's also a good channel, Company Man, if you're interested in like corporate history and like the history of companies and brands and stuff. It's really
interesting. Yeah. I don't think it's going to make it, though.
It might not. Like I said, it's probably just going to have to go. And the shame about it is that, you know, even if it does go to streaming, it's like now there's so much competition in that area that it probably, because it's kind of a latecomer to that game.
Right. If Amazon were to buy it, they would immediately rename it. So would it be AMC? No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's like the hope. But I don't think Amazon really wants to deal with physical theater. I mean, they're an internet-based type company.
Although, I heard like a year or two ago that Amazon was interested in, they started buying like physical, like brick and mortar, like bookstores and stuff like that, for whatever reason. I don't know.
It's to get their hands on the real estate. It's not on the business.
Yeah, that's what it is. But they just started buying like a bunch of bookstores, and I remember reading about that a while back.
That's a common thing is to just buy up a bunch of businesses that are going under. You don't give a shit about the business, really.
Yeah.
You just want the assets, and you want the property that it sits on.
Well, yeah, that's what happened when that big corporation bought the newspaper that
I usually when they do that, they own so many other companies, they can pad the blow when it goes under because they own all the financial companies. They got ties in with the banks, so it doesn't hurt them when they go out of business. They make money when it goes out of business.
Yeah.
Because their other companies somehow...
Well, yeah, because they own so much other shit.
They so much other shit, it doesn't matter that business fucking went under because they're going to move one of their other ones on there.
What's a billion there?
He's going to move another one of their multi-billion dollar businesses onto that property, and then that one will make more. It gets to a certain point where when you own so much stuff, your businesses do business with your other businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? The money's
like
going,
sucking your own
the money,
dick.
It's like sucking your own dick. The money is just flowing between businesses that you own. You know? So you can't
just
lose.
Just moving it over here.
Just, yeah,
it
yeah. It's
there.
Just so you can't lose.
Yeah.
Gets to a point where, you know, you have so much money, you can't lose money.
Man.
Imagine
that. I wish I was in that situation.
Yeah, so.
That'd be rad.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to come back.
No, probably not at this point. I mean, it's been so long. I mean, I was thinking the other day that I think this is our 31st Sidetracks show. Yeah. Which means we've been doing this for a month, we decided.
Went by fast.
Yeah, so that's like pretty fucking crazy to think about. I know, it doesn't seem like it's been a month since we started doing these.
Yeah.
But I guess it has. So, you done?
Yeah.
All right, so
got shit I gotta do.
You got shit I gotta do.
Yeah.
All right, so have a good rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.